Chapter 5. Twilight pushed past the other ponies and stepped forward to line up with Celestia, Luna, and Cadence. There had to be a diplomatic way to solve this little misunderstanding. All it would take was a friendly conversation, and they'd be back to getting ready for the festival. "Hi there! Princess of Friendship here!" Twilight tried to catch Tempest's eyes. When she did, she felt an icy chill go down her spine. "Not exactly sure what's going on, but I know we can talk things out." Twilight gave her friendliest smile. It always worked. But Tempest's shadow just chuckled. "Oh, goody. All the princesses." Tempest started down the gangway, her hooves striking the metal planks with confidence. "Here's the deal, ladies. I need your magic. Give it up nicely, please, or we will make it difficult." Tempest shot Twilight a pointed look. "For everyone." "And why exactly should we cower before you?" Princess Luna shot back. "There's one of you and hundreds of us." Luna gestured to the crowd of ponies behind her, who all puffed out their chests and stood a little taller in support. Tempest was unfazed. The unicorn let out a low chuckle. "I was hoping you'd choose difficult." Out of nowhere, dozens more of the strange airships appeared in the sky. Hordes of enormous, long-tailed, yeti-like creatures wearing the Storm King's emblem came leaping out of their ships. They grunted and growled as they landed across the Canterlot Plaza amid the pastel ponies. The ponies screamed in horror as they ran for cover. Canterlot was under attack! Cadence sprang into action, lunging toward Tempest's ship. But she was too late. Tempest jumped into the air, spun around, and kicked something with her back hoof. The glowing orb shot straight at Cadence. She was able to block it with her magic shield, but the orb was too strong. It lingered, frozen right in front of Princess Cadence's face as she fought to hold it back. "I can't stop it!" Cadence cried out. A moment later, the orb worked its evil magic on the princess, turning her completely into stone. Twilight gasped in horror as Celestia cried out for her fallen comrade. "Luna, quick!" Celestia shouted to her sister. "Go south, beyond the Badlands! Seek help from the Queen of the Hippo!" But before Celestia could finish her sentence, Tempest had kicked another orb right at the princesses. "No!" Twilight shouted helplessly as stone engulfed Celestia's body. Now she, too, had become a statue, her face contorted in a permanent expression of horror. Luna took off through the air, swerving between the airships to escape and carry out Celestia's instructions. But it was in vain, because Tempest was a step ahead of Luna. She procured two more glowing green orbs and jumped into the air again, kicking one right at Luna. When it hit her wing, the princess lost control. Luna tumbled back to the ground, and by the time she reached it, she was completely frozen in stone. Twilight couldn't believe her eyes. All three of the other princesses were immobilized. "No!" She couldn't help crying out in agony. Tempest cackled, zeroing in on Twilight. One more princess to go before she had what she needed to please the Storm King. She watched as the sweet purple princess was caught in her tracks and overcome with emotion. Too simple. It was the perfect time to strike. Tempest kicked the last orb at the pony with unbridled glee. An explosion of green smoke and rainbows burst forth, obstructing the view as it hit the sad little pony. "Easy as pie," Tempest mumbled to herself with certain smugness.
"Oh, I love pie," added Grubber, licking his lips.
The smoke cleared, and Tempest trotted up to the pony, frozen in place. Grubber scrambled over and leaned in close to look at her horn. It wasn't a horn at all.
It was a party hat. This pony was a cross-eyed Pegasus with a cutie mark of bubbles. That's not the princess, Tempest growled. Her broken horn sputtered and sparked with magical rage. Grubber, get her now! Grubber panicked and took off toward the edge of the courtyard where storm creatures were lunging after a group of ponies.
Over here, y'all!
Applejack shouted, leading the way. Rainbow Dash darted ahead. She knew a shortcut out of Canterlot. Come on! Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Rarity, and Twilight galloped after them, spike in tow, darting out of the path of the terrifying storm creatures every few seconds until they found themselves cornered on a bridge. A creature was blocking their way out! In a moment of quick thinking, Twilight pointed her horn and fired a magic beam directly at him. He lifted his shield. The magic bounced back and shot directly at the ground. The ponies gasped as a crack began to form in the stone bridge. It was crumbling right beneath their hooves. The bridge gave way, taking all six ponies and Spike down with it. They screamed as they plunged into the rushing water below. The ponies bobbed to the surface, paddling their hooves and gasping for air. But the current was too strong. They were headed right for a steep waterfall, and there was no way to stop or avoid it.
Ah!
The friends screamed in unison as they plummeted over the precipice to certain doom.